Hello and welcome mga betch, it's me, your gay detective, Martin Rules, and welcome back to my channel. And you know what time it is, it's Philippine True Crime Stories. First of all, congratulations sa atin, dahil naka-reach na naman tayo ng bagong milestone. We are currently 7,000 strong kabetchang. Yes, congratulate yourselves. Thank you so much for supporting each other. Nararamdaman ko na super bright ang future natin. Kaya naman, let's go, let's get it. Come on, let's go. Also, before we start, kung pinakikinggan nyo itong episode na ito sa ating podcast, please rate my podcast sa pinaka-top ng aking profile. Makikita nyo yung may rate dyan. Basta rate-an nyo ng kahit anong rate. Kayo na bahala. It will boost my podcast and help me, you know, reach the stars. Charot. Siyempre, parang man mag-top tayo, te. Oo, di ba? Although kahit hindi tayo top, kailangan natin mag-top sa podcast. Just, kung andito naman kayo sa aking YouTube channel at nakasubscribe na kayo, why not share it sa inyong social media platforms? O, para naman kumalat ang ating kulto. At ang ating naman next goal is 10K. O, diba? Mangarap tayo, te. Anyway, kamusta kayong lahat? I hope you guys, girls, and my non-binary friends are safe and healthy. Kung bago kayo sa aking channel, hello, my name is Martin. And tuwing Huwebes, gumagawa ako ng video tungkol sa totoong krimen o misteryo na nangyari dito sa Pilipinas o ibang bansa habang nagmi-makeup. Kaya naman, kung interesado kayo sa mga ganitong klaseng content, I highly suggest na mag-subscribe ka na sa aking channel para naman matupad na ang inyong dreams and goals in life, di ba? Genie ka girl, huwag mo rin kalimutan na i-click yung bell button para naman ma-update ka pag meron tayong bagong uploads. And lastly, if you have any question tungkol sa topic natin for today or sa mga makeup na i-apply ko, huwag kayo mahiya na magtanong sa comment section below. Okay, sa last story natin, kung natatandaan nyo pa, pinag-usapan natin yung case ni Archimedes Trajano. And today naman, we are going to talk about the mysterious story of Teresita Basa, who allegedly solved her own murder. By the way, shoutout nga pala sa mga nag-recommend nito. You know who you are. Kung ikaw rin ay minalalamang mga mysterious story or true crime na nangyari sa Pilipinas or kahit sa ibang bansa, let me know sa comment section below at pag-usapan natin yan sa mga susunod na episodes. Anyway, let's STFU and proceed to the story. Babala. Ang mga susunod na imahe, istorya, at description ay maaari makapagdulot ng takot. Huwag magpatuloy kung kinakailangan. Okay, so the story began noong February 21, 1977, kung saan si Teresita Basa ay natagpo ang patay sa kanyang nasusunog na apartment. So clearly, ang daming kailangan i-unpack here dahil bakit siya pinatay, and obviously, yung killer ay gustong itago yung krimen dahil sa pagsunog ng apartment. Kaya naman, listen carefully. Pero bago yan, kilalanin muna natin si Teresita. Si Teresita Basa ay ipinanganak noong 1929 sa Dumaguete, Negros Oriental. She is the only child of a prominent and wealthy couple. Graduate siya sa Assumption College and moved to the United States and eventually earned her master's degree in music from Indiana University. Although mahal niya ang musika dahil it plays a large part in her life, she eventually decided na magtrabaho sa medical field and became a respiratory therapist. Noong 1977 naman, 47 years old si Teresita and seemed very happy with the way her life was going. Nakatira siya sa Chicago at nagkatrabaho sa Edgewater Hospital. She also decided to go back to school and was working on her doctoral thesis in music sa Loyola University. And kapag meron siyang free time, she gave free piano lessons out of her apartment. It was Monday, February 21, 1977, kung saan si Teresita starts her normal routine. She worked her shift at the hospital and then umuwi sa kanyang apartment sa 2740 North Pine Grove Avenue. Mga 7:30 naman ng gabi, nakatanggap siya ng tawag from her friend Ruth Loeb at nag-usap sila for about 20 or 30 minutes bago sabihin ni Teresita na kailangan niyang ibaba yung telepono dahil meron siyang paparating na bisita. Hindi na inalam nitong friend niya na si Ruth yung name at details nung kanyang expected male visitor ni Teresita. Mga 8:40 p.m. naman, merong couple na nakatira down the hall from Teresita. They thought na nakaamoy sila ng smoke, pero they were unable to determine kung saan yung source. Dahil sa concern nitong couple na si Mario and Catherine Knaze, in-inform nila yung janitor na nagtatrabaho doon sa apartment. At itong janitor naman alerted other residents and they called the fire department. The Chicago Fire Department quickly determined na yung pinanggagalingan ng heavy smoke ay galing sa number 15B na apartment ni Teresita. Yung janitor na si Petro Lulusa, 27 years old, pinapasok niya yung mga firefighters sa apartment ni Teresita using a passkey. Nanggagaling yung makapal na usok sa pile of clothing sa bedroom floor. Noong naapula na nila yung apoy, si Fire Lieutenant Warren Whelan kicked out the burning clothing aside and was horrified sa nakita nila. They found Teresita's body. She was naked, lying on her back. Nakadilat yung mga mata niya at nakatingin sa ceiling ng kanyang apartment. Meron ding wooden handle na kitchen knife na nakabaon sa kanyang dibdib. Detectives were called sa crime scene and they confirmed na they were dealing with homicide. At kung sino man yung gumawa nito. Okay, bago tayo magpatuloy, gusto ko muna kayong tanungin mga kabetsyang. Do you ever wonder how I create my podcast? Gusto nyo bang magsimula na rin ng sarili ninyong show at i-conquer ang podcasting world pero worried kayo sa recording, editing at iba pang masasamang elemento na maaaring pumigil sa vibe ninyo? Well, worry no more, honey, dahil sobrang easy na mag-start ng podcast ngayon using Anchor. Libre lang today at sa mismong app, you can already record and edit your podcast and publish it on various platforms such as Spotify, Apple Podcasts at marami pang iba. As your detective, I can attest to the fact that Anchor is guilty for being the easiest way to make a podcast. So download it now on App Store, Play Store, or access it via the website www.anchor.fm for free. Anchor, everything you need to make a podcast. Now back to the episode. Siniguro niyang walang ebidensya dahil after killing Teresita, the murderer had thrown a pile of clothing on top of her and then lit the clothing on fire. Naglagay pa siya ng mattress sa ibabaw ng mga clothing na nilagay niya sa bangkay ni Teresita at sinunog din ito. At since hubot-hubad si Teresita nung natagpuan siya, yung mga detectives believe that she had likely been raped bago siya patayin. Pero eventually, yung rape theory was quickly disproved after a medical examination disclosed that the victim had not been sexually assaulted. Ang sabi ng mga police, niransak yung apartment ng biktima dahil sa struggle na nangyari sa lugar, pero hindi nila ma-determined kung may nawawala sa gamit ni Teresita because she lived alone, kaya walang makakapagsabi. But it was possible that robbery had taken place. Nag-search din yung mga detectives sa crime scene for any clues that might lead them sa killer. But it appeared that the murderer had left no physical evidence. Also, yung fire destroyed some potential evidence. Subalit, merong memo itong si Teresita na nakita ng mga detective. Apparently, written by her. Isang reminder at yung nakasulat doon, quote-unquote, to get theater ticket for AS. Walang ideya itong mga authorities kung sino itong initial na sinulat ni Teresita. Kaya sinimula nilang i-locate itong mystery person. Yung mga homicide detectives spent several weeks interviewing Teresita's friends, co-workers, classmates, napag-alaman nila na tahimik at magalang na klase ng tao si Teresita. Sobrang dedicated niya sa trabaho niya and highly regarded ng mga patients. She dated here and there but never married anyone and seemed content with her work at the hospital and her music studies. Wala silang kilala na kaaway nito and those who knew her were shocked that someone would have wanted to murder her. During the course of investigation, the detectives learned a lot about Teresita, pero hindi ito nakatulong para makilala nila yung killer. Nang hingi rin sila ng ilang public pleas for assistance, although naka-receive sila ng mga tips na makatulong sa kaso, but they weren't able to develop any solid leads. After a few months, the case went cold. Umingay ulit yung kaso or investigation when Detective Joe Statula arrived at work one morning and find a note on his desk. Ang sabi dun sa note, tawagan niya yung Evanston Police Department tungkol sa case ni Teresita. He was intrigued kaya he made a call. Sabi ng Evanston Police Officer, recently lang nakatanggap sila ng tawag from someone na nakakaalam tungkol sa detalye ng murder. At kontakin niya daw yung nagngangalang Jose Chua, isang doktor na nakatira sa Skookie, isang suburb sa Chicago. Detective Statula and his partner, Detective Lee Eplin, decided to interview the doctor at his home. Yung doktor ay very cooperative at nagbigay naman ito ng impormasyon na makakatulong na umusad yung kaso. Nung una, Dr. Chua seemed extremely embarrassed to tell the detectives what he knew. Tinanong niya itong mga detectives kung naniniwala sila sa occult or supernatural. Statula and his partner did their best to appear non-judgmental and then si Dr. Chua continued. Ang sabi niya, he believed his wife Remedios, better known as Remy, na galing din sa Philippines, isang Filipina, had been possessed by the spirit of Teresita. Nagsimula daw itong managinip tungkol kay Teresita. Nung una, hindi niya daw pinapansin. Pero one day, while she was asleep, she had gone into a trance-like state and started speaking to her husband in different voice. Dagdag pa ni Dr. Chua, si Remy daw ay parang comatose while she was talking to him and he didn't recognize the voice. Ang sabi nitong boses, siya raw si Teresita Basa at kailangan niya ng tulong nila. She, the voice, claimed that she was murdered by a man named Alan Showery at gamitin daw nila itong impormasyon na ito at i-report sa mga polis. Dumating raw itong Alan sa apartment niya to fix her television ayon sa bosses, but he killed her instead. Nagde-demand yung bosses na pumunta daw itong doctor sa mga polis and then the voice fades away. Nagising si Remy without any recollection sa nangyari at nung sinabi ng asawa niya yung mga sinabi niya, she just stared blankly at him. Si Joe, on the other hand, the detective, unsure sa story and decided not to call the police. The following week, same thing happened. Once again, si Remy was asleep nung nagsimula siyang magsalita. But this time, witness na firsthand yung detective na si Joe Statula. Galit yung boses this time at bakit hindi pa daw nino-notify or nire-report sa mga police yung impormasyon na sinabi niya. Si Joe played along at sinabi niyang doktor siya at very scientifically minded. Sabi niya he was not going to go to the police without a tangible proof. Dun sa claim na si Alan Showery yung murderer. Pero if you'll notice, dun sa note ni Teresita or memo na iniwan niya, ang initial na nakalagay doon ay AS or pwedeng Alan Showery or whatever. Anyway, sabi ng bosses, she could give him a proof. She said that Alan Showery had stolen jewelries from her apartment. Mga unique pieces daw ito that her father had purchased in France and was given to her mother. Nagbigay rin itong bosses ng pangalan at phone number of 4 people na makakapag-identify doon sa alahas. Still unsure sa mga nangyayari, pero since gustong isave ni Joe yung mga Chuas, lalo na si Remy, he finally decided to call the police.
Hey, Bechangs! Want to start your own podcast pero worried about what goes through the production process? Girl, if hindi mo pa naririnig, may I share with you Anchor, the easiest way to make a podcast. Just download it via the App Store, Play Store, or access it from the website www.anchor.fm for free. Tapos meron silang creation tools doon that will allow you to record and edit your podcast right away. You also don't have to worry about the distribution on different platforms such as Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and others dahil Anchor will do the job for you. Now back to the episode.
Yung mga authorities were skeptical, pero yung binigay ng detective na pangalan ay nagmatch doon sa memo na iniwan ni Teresita sa kanyang apartment. They did a background check kay Alan at na-surprise sila to learn that he lived near Teresita at nagtatrabaho rin sa Edgewater Hospital. After nilang interviewin yung mga co-workers ni Alan, they were taken aback. Pagkatapos sabihin ng mga ito na na-mention ni Alan na aayusin niya yung television ni Teresita. Kaya binisita nila itong si Alan to interview and drop to his apartment unannounced. And they found both Alan and his girlfriend Yanka Kamluk at home. Tinanong niya si Alan if he would be willing to go down to the police station dahil they were hoping that he would be able to help them sa investigation sa murder ni Teresita. And then he agreed. During the interview, Alan initially denied going to Teresita's home. Pero when they confronted him that other people had overheard him saying na he was going to fix Teresita's television, he changed his story. Sa kanyang revised na story, inamin niya na pumunta siya sa apartment ni Teresita. Pero once he got there, na-realize niya na wala siyang dalang tools na gagamitin niya to fix the television. Umalis raw siya telling Teresita that he would have to do it some other time. And then he claimed na pag-alis raw niya sa apartment ni Teresita, bumalik naman siya kaagad sa apartment niya. Sabi niya meron din silang electrical problem sa apartment nila kaya he went straight home to fix the issue. Although hindi pa rin makapaniwala yung mga police na ginagawa nila ito dahil sa tip ng isang ghost, slowly they were starting to believe that they had the right man. Anyway, tinigil muna nila yung interview kay Alan at pumunta sa apartment nito para interviewin naman yung girlfriend niya na si Yanka, remember? Ang sabi nitong jowa sa mga police, hindi siya aware sa electrical problem sa apartment nila. Dagdag pa niya, wala raw idea si Alan kung paano mag-ayos ng kuryente. Mm-hmm. And then, tinanong ng mga police kung binigyan siya ni Alan ng alahas. Ang sabi niya, binigyan raw siya nitong February lang, belated Christmas gift sa kanya ni Alan, and pointed out the pendant around her neck and the gold and pearl cocktail ring on her finger. With this information, inanyayahan siya ng mga police to go to the police station. Inarrange din ng mga police yung mga taong who could supposedly identify the jewelry na pumunta sa police station. Once they arrived, kinonfirm nga nila na yung mga nawawalang alahas ay kay Teresita. And as soon Alan was confronted about this information, he confessed to the murder. Pinamin niya na he decided to rob Teresita dahil kailangan niya ng pambayad sa upa. Ang sabi niya, pagpasok niya raw sa apartment ng biktima at nung tumalikod ito, he immediately attacked her. He told the detectives na kaya niya raw ito hinubaran to make it look like it had been a sexual assault. At pagkatapos, sinaksak niya ng isang beses sa dibdib. Yung plano niya to get enough money to pay for his rent failed dahil he was only able to find $30. Kaya kinuha niya yung mga alahas to make it worthwhile and then started a fire to cover up his crime. Inaresto si Alan and charged with murder and the case went on trial on January 21, 1979. But ended up in a hung jury or hindi nila ma-deliver yung verdict 4 weeks later. Habang nasa kulungan siya at nag-iintay ng retrial, Alan had a change of heart and decided to plead guilty in exchange for sentence reduction. He was given 14 years for murder, 4 years for robbery, and 4 years for arson. May mga usap-usapan na he plead guilty raw after siyang bisitahin or dalawin ng kaluluwa or multo ni Teresita sa kulungan. But most likely, the explanation for this change of heart was the fact that his lawyers told him that this would be in his best interest. In the end, he only served 5 years before he was released from prison on parole. Yung story tungkol sa ghost who solved her own murder made headlines across United States and Canada. Pero yun ba talaga ang nangyari? Yung mga detectives na involved sa case na ito ay naniniwala sa nangyari. Although usually skeptical ang iilan sa paranormal, pero ang sabi nila sa mga reporters, wala silang ibang explanation tungkol sa kasong ito. Maaring they didn't dig enough dahil it turns out na itong si Teresita at si Remy were not a complete strangers. Itong si Remy ay isa ring respiratory therapist sa Edgewater Hospital at one point. Though hindi sila parehas ng shift ni Teresita, nakita na sila sa orientation. Si Remy yung isa sa mga office mate ni Alan and some people claimed na she had been afraid of him. So that is the story of Teresita Basa, na allegedly yung ghost niya yung naka-solve sa sarili niyang murder. Let me know your thoughts in the comments below. Feeling niyo ba na possess itong si Remy ng ghost ni Teresita? Or pinagsususpetsahan niya lang na si Alan yung pumatay dahil sa personal na takot niya rito? At dahil sa takot nga niya, it prevented her from going to the police. So she made up the possession thingy and tip off the police without anyone knowing na galing sa kanya yung information. Anyway, she denied this. Pero kayo, ano sa tingin nyo? Kung gawa-gawa lang ni Remy itong storya na pagsapi sa kanya ni Teresita, somehow it did have a beneficial result. Dahil nahuli yung murderer and was held accountable for what he had done, dahil yung kaso got no publicity when she was first murdered. And then dun sa claim na possession, kumalat yung balita like a wildfire. Kaya yung pangalan ni Teresita Basa will be forever remembered as the woman who solved her own murder. That's it for me today. Thank you so much for watching. As always, please keep safe and healthy, and I'll see you guys on my next video. Bye!